Well, praise the Lord. All right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you with all of our hearts. We trust in you with all of our hearts, and we don't lean on our own understanding in anything, but in all our ways, we acknowledge you, and we know that you are faithful to direct our paths because we have seen you do that over and over again. We thank and praise you, O God, for the TMC call. We thank you, Lord, that you got us each up this morning to start our day with you. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us, for giving us a good night's sleep, Lord, and for getting us this morning to have the activity of our limbs, because it is in you that we move and breathe and have our very being. Father, we thank and praise you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Father, we thank and praise you that we are able to rejoice with her during this time. We thank you, Lord, that you have ordered Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts' footsteps, that we have this beautiful, magnificent TMC call each and every morning, Monday through Friday. Now, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that there's just so much on their plate, so much on their schedules right now, but you order their footsteps, Lord, and that you give Dr. Vanessa rest that she needs as she comes upon her beautiful wedding day. Father, just continue to let everything fall in line in order as you have ordained it to be. Father, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, that you continue to be with them, Lord. Continue to show favor upon them. Continue to allow them to produce new products, Lord, because they hear your voice and the voice of the strangers they do not hear, and others are blessed by it. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on the call this morning. Father, we thank and praise you that you have allowed them to just empty their minds, O Lord, of nothing but you, Lord, and that we will partake of the word that will come forth this morning. We thank and praise you, O God, for our speaker who is bringing a word that we know is in due season, a word that we know that we need to hear, a word that will enrich, enhance, and empower us as we are believers as we go out to begin this day. And, Father, that word we will not keep to ourselves, but we will share it with somebody else because somebody out there needs to be encouraged. Now, Lord, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God because we know that this word will go forth, because you told us to call those things that be not as though they were. So this word is going forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. And, Father, it is putting a demand, oh God, that it goes forth, because you have told us to do that. And we know, Lord, that clarity is ours. Understanding is ours. Transformation is ours as a result of hearing this word this morning. Now bless the speaker, Lord. Bless the speaker and their entire household and continue to shower them with favor. We thank you and we give you praise. We love you, Lord, and we daily seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a blessed day. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister.
Wow, God bless you. To God be the glory for this day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And not only that, as Minister Willis said, we will trust and obey on this Thursday. OMG. So we are taking it into action and taking it to another level. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. As I sit here and I listen outside, I hear it's raining, and I'm so excited about the rain. We have been anticipating and expecting it, and it is coming down here in California. So I am excited about this day, and I hope you are too, because it's a new day, new things, new exciting things are going on in this day for you. So just know that as you get up and go into this day, that something great is going to happen for you today. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. I thank God for our founders here on the Master's Call, our Ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Ego, our bride-to-be. Oh, my God, we are only 2 days away from her grand celebration. So I celebrate the to-be Mrs. Jones, Dr. Jones, okay? So I'm excited over here today. but we welcome you to the Master's Call. See, the mission statement on this call is that when you call in, your life will be changed. It will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we start off in prayer. Minister Willa opened us up with a powerful prayer this morning, and we also will end in prayer. We also, during the week, take your prayer requests, so don't forget to send them in, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. Remember, we do have a website as well, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And all of our messages since October the 25th of 2010 have been archived on that website. If you are an Artist International distributor on this line, I hope you did not miss the corporate call last night. If not, you need to go back into your back office or get in contact with the person who invited you to this call and ask them, what is she talking about, corporate call, and what is this thing about Artist International? And the person that invited you to this call will be more than glad to share it with you. I'm just going to tell you right now, put on your calendar, April 5th, that is a save the date for Houston, Texas, and also April the 12th in the other cities that we have distribution centers in Artist International. So April the 5th, 2014, and April the 12th, 2014 are save the dates for Artist International. We will be launching 21 new garments. Yay! Okay, so I'm excited. 21 new garments in Artist International, so you do not want to miss it. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Every day at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have the 90K in 90-day call, and that number is 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926358 pound. Okay, and I want to just say happy belated birthday to our minister, Brenda Terrell, who we are still celebrating her birthday. Her birthday was on yesterday, and so we continue to celebrate her today. And if there's someone else on the line who had a birthday yesterday or today, well, happy birthday to you too, and we celebrate you here on the Master's Call. So at this time, it is time for me to bring the speaker to the line. She is no stranger to the TMC call, the TMC family. I so love her. And she is Minister Ty Brown. Ty was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a PhD candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. Praise God. Ty is also in the process of ordination into the ministry of New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that the Lord has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Ty's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is a sophomore at Center College in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist distributor and is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. Ty believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he will do in our lives. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you none other than Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai Brown, are you out there today?
I am out here, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for that warm and amazing introduction. I tell you, I said, I count it all joy. Count it all joy because God has placed us here together in this time, in this season, for a reason. And I am just so honored to come before you, and I want to thank Dr. Vanessa Jones, or Dr. Vanessa Jones to be, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, because they are amazing and wonderful women of God. And I am just so appreciative of this opportunity. So I'm just going to, you know, get into the word and ask God to meet us here, because we know where he is, we are in his presence, that there is the fullness of joy. So we're going to continue with the word that I started on my last time up. No weapons, and it comes from Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Now, we often get into the, you know, say the first part of that scripture, no weapons formed against you shall prosper. But God takes it one step further and says, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage. So because we are his children, we have inherited the right and the power to condemn those who rise in judgment against us. So we're going to look at, last time we looked at the weapons of works, and we got there, and God had us deal with unforgiveness and how that work in not forgiving leads us down a path of condemnation. So today we're going to look at the weapon of words, and words can be very devastating. The weapon of words is slanders, lies, but not only lies that are told on you, but white lies that we all tell. Just to try and spare someone's feelings, or to try and, you know, cover up a situation we don't want known. So we can't just look at what somebody else does. We need to turn that eye inward and look at what we do. So let's look at some scriptures on the weapons of words and what God says about the weapon of words. Proverbs 21:23 says, those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from calamity. So we know that if we're not paying attention to what we say and we're not guarding what comes out of our mouth, we are bound for calamity because the word tells us so. So we have to be careful and make sure that the things we are speaking are pleasing to God. That's right, pleasing to God, something that is edifying to those around us. We can't just say what we want and just be willy-nilly with our tongue, because God has said in Psalms 141:3, set a guard over your mouth. Lord, keep watch over the doors of my lips. So, I mean, there are so many places where God tells us that we need to watch what we say, that we need to keep a guard over our lips, that everything we think should not come out our mouth. Okay, hold it, Lord, I got you. I'm going to have to stop right there, because I know that in my past I've been quick to say exactly what I'm thinking, exactly what I think needs to be said. But when I read this scripture, set a guard over my mouth, Lord, keep watch over the doors of my lips, I was convicted. I was convicted because I knew that half the stuff coming out my mouth should not be coming out of it, because it wasn't edifying. It did not build. It destroyed. So you have to be careful what you say to people and also what you receive from people. See, because it's important not to take everything that people say to you or about you into your spirit. See, if you take all that stuff in, then you begin to get bogged down and you can begin to become double-minded because, okay, on one hand, you're thinking, oh, well, this, and then somebody else says something else that is different from what you're thinking, and then you become in conflict because you receive that. So also, not only do you have to guard your lips when it comes to the weapon of words, you have to guard your hearing, because if you take it all in, you will become bogged down spiritually. So it is important, it is imperative that we also listen carefully and actually use the Holy Spirit as a filter for what people are saying. You ask God, God, is that something you would have me receive? Is that something you would have me take in and take seriously and work on? Because everything people say is not necessarily something God wants you to receive. And another scripture that again tells us words are important and that the weapon of words are real is Matthew 12:36. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. Again, that was conviction for me early in my walk because I was one of those New Yorkers that said exactly what was on my mind and did, you know, and those words, whether they hurt you or not, was irrelevant because you would get over it because I was speaking the truth or my truth or what I thought the truth was. Or actually, sometimes I was just keeping it real. You know how we keep it real with one another. So you have to think about that. Every idle word that has come out of your mouth, you will stand before your Creator and have to give account for. So it is important that we repent for those things that come out of our mouth, that we ask God forgiveness and we turn away and go on to do what God has called us to do and to say what he has given us to say instead of just, oh, I'm going to keep it real. Not that we shouldn't be honest, but there's a way to be honest in love that will keep us from having to give account for idle words. I know that I don't want to stand before my Creator and have to give account for some of the things that I said. So what did I do? I repented and I turned from my wicked ways with my mouth. Because the mouth, the tongue can be the smallest member, but it can set ablaze a fire that cannot be put out. So you can't take words back once they've escaped your mouth. You can apologize for them. You can repent. But the damage that they have done cannot be undone because it's already said. So we really have to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouths. Proverbs 15:1 gives us an example of that. It says, Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. See, if we can tell some, I mean, there are different ways to tell somebody the same exact thing. Tone and intonation make a difference. So we have to be careful how we say what we say. There is a loving way to tell people you're not in the mood to deal with them. And then there is you telling them, look, get away from me. I don't want to deal with you. You know, so we have to be careful. We have to be deliberate. We have to think about those things that we say because we know that it does not please God when we say things that are out of his will. It does not please God when we hurt someone's feelings with a harsh word. We know how it feels when those people that we care about say things that are harsh to us, things that hurt our feelings. Imagine that every time you're going to say something that it could be harsh or seems judgmental or could hurt someone. So we really have to think about the things we say. So when, you know, God gives us another scripture in James 3:2-10. I'm not going to read that whole scripture, but I'm going to read a part of it. I'm going to start at 8. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's own image. Out of the same mouth come praising and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. So God tells us right there, look, you can't tame your own tongue. You don't have the ability. So it's God's job. But it's our job to surrender and submit to the taming of the tongue that God has for us. Because we should not be praising God in 1 minute and cussing our brothers out the next. Those two things should not exist in the same mouth. God tells us that clearly. So we really need to take the time and submit our tongues to God. We need to submit our mouths to God. I got to the point where I didn't have anything positive to say. So I had to ask the Lord to bridle my tongue. Do not let anything that is unpleasing to you. Do not let anything that does not edify the body come out of my mouth. And that was a year's period of time where I said just about nothing because I didn't have anything edifying or pleasing to say. So God had to deal with my spirit. He had to get my heart right before he allowed me to open my mouth again. So that time of growth and learning allowed me to see what type of weapons words were and how the enemy will get in there and begin to have things spew out of our mouths that under normal conditions we wouldn't say or normal conditions we wouldn't receive from other people. See, words can get you to doubting what God has given you, that destiny he has placed within you if you hear too many other voices saying, oh, well, you're not going to amount to anything. You're not going to come to anything. Those words, if you take them into your spirit, begin to just eat away at what you know God has planted in you. So you have to rebuke those words. You have to tell them, thank you, I appreciate what you're saying, but that's not for me. Or even if you don't tell them that, you just take what they said and just put it by the wayside because it's not for you. So you've got to learn not only to speak what God says, but you've got to learn to hear only his voice. Now, his voice will come through others. He will send people to you to tell you what he wants you to hear. He will also speak it to you directly. He will communicate with your spirit if you are listening to what he has to say. So we must really be careful how we allow the weapon of words to be utilized in our lives. We have 1 Peter 3:10, for whoever would love life, sees good days, must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. I mean, I can't tell you how many times throughout the Bible God talks about the tongue. God talks about how the tongue can set a blaze. I mean, a fire that cannot be quenched. So we really need to make sure that as we are walking out what God has given us, that we are hearing what he has for us and that we are speaking things that edify not only God but the body of Christ. See, we are on a mission here. God has given us each a mission. We're not here by happenstance. God didn't make any mistakes with us being here. He has placed us here for such a time as this. So we need to be speaking what God gives us to speak and only taking in those things that are edifying. Now, there is rebuke and there is constructive criticism, but those things come from a place of love. Those things are spoken through God's word, in God's will for our lives so that we can grow. So I'm not saying that anything that is negative spoken to you shouldn't be taken in. What I'm saying is you have to let the word of God, the words that others speak, be filtered through the Holy Spirit, so that you receive them as God intends for you to receive them. Now, there's one more part of this word that I'm clearly not going to get to today, and I'm okay with that. See, because I believe we really need to take account of our lives, of the words we allow to come out of our mouths, of the words we receive in our spirits from others. It is important because we cannot build on what God has given us. We can't go forth if we are speaking those things that God didn't say speak. If we are tearing down others to build ourselves up, see, that's not God-like. That is not Christ-like at all. God would not tear down to feel better about himself. So we should not be tearing our brothers and sisters down so that we can feel better about who we are. That tells me that we have issues that we need to go to God with. So I'm just going to close this out today, and I'm going to read again Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. They shall be formed, but they will not prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Host, back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that on time, powerful, and profound message. God bless you. Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, Father. We thank you because you kept us and brought us into a new day. And so, Father, we thank you for new grace and new mercy in this day. We thank you that you love us unconditionally. We thank you for the agape love that you give to us moment by moment. We thank you, God, that you are our peace and our shepherd, our protection, our refuge, our hope, our joy. We thank you that you are making all things new, Father. I pray your protection, your provision, and your supernatural release of blessings over each and every single life that I am speaking over right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper because we are equipped for your plans in this day. We are equipped for every good work, every chain, every bondage, every stronghold, every limitation is broken off of us right now in the name of Jesus. God, you are turning around our situations right now. You are making the crooked places straight. And God, we give you the praise in advance because you and I are an amazing God, Father. I just thank you, Father God, that our circumstances does not consume us, Father God, but we plead the blood of Jesus over anything that would hinder us from your will. I speak right now. Now, salvation on this line. I speak healing on this line. I speak debt freeness on this line, oh God. I speak that anything in our mind that has been hindering us and keeping us back, Father God, that it is gone right now in the name of Jesus. We release those relationships that we are in that are not from you, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And so this morning, oh God, I lift up Trey to you, Father, the 13 Trey Samson to you, God. I say that he will live and he shall not die, God, as you have allowed for the artist's products to be poured into his body. Right now, I pray that you would align every cell up in his body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak and declare that total healing will touch his body right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, that he will be a living testimony, Father, and that others will realize truly what is in their hands, oh God. I lift up Joni to you right now. I pray right now that you will issue total healing in her body right now. Remove every pain right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa to you, Father. I pray and decree and declare that you will continue to do greater and new things in their life, oh God, as we celebrate Dr. Vanessa in 2 days as she becomes Mrs. Jones, Father. I look forward to the new things in her marriage. I look forward to hearing the new things in her life, Father. I pray, Father God, that greater and new things will happen for her and for Mr. Jones in the name of Jesus, Father. And I speak that greater and new things will happen to each of us under the sound of my voice, Father. I pray, Father God, as we trust you and as we obey you, as we elevate our faith in you, that we will realize that nothing is impossible without you because you are God and you are shifting the atmosphere right now. So we command the morning to align itself up to us this day, that everything that you have planned and purposed for this day will be not only manifest in heaven, but manifest on earth because you are that type of God, oh God, and we love you today. We celebrate you. We honor you, Father. We bow down before you, Father, because you are a big and amazing God, and we thank you today, oh God. So for everyone on this line who feels sick, I speak healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that these things are so and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Wow, 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 what an awesome morning this is and what an awesome day this will be. So as you go out today, TMC family, go out and be that great fearfully and wonderfully made person that God made you to be. Remember, we will be heading over to the MMC call, and I'm going to give each one of you a challenge today. I need you right now to text three people to join you on the morning motivational call, because we will have the honor to have Papa Diaz de Leon on the morning motivational call today. So text three right now, 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 539598 pound. You do not want to miss that call today. And you want to make sure that you pass on this profound word to others so that they would hear what Minister Cobb Brown has to say, has said to us this day. And so the replay number for the TMC call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 926358 pound. And so please avail yourself accordingly to the messages that the announcements that I have given you this morning. Remember the replay number if you missed something. And so this time, without further ado, I am going to bring to the line to give us our benediction, Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Tiffany.
All right, Father, take it away. It's all yours.
Father God, we just thank you for this time of growth and learning and this time to gather together on your telecommunication sanctuary. Lord, we praise your name because you are worthy of the praise and honor. You said your word would not return unto you vain or void or unproductive. So now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go out and have a great day, and don't forget to be ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.